Lord Major.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, you're all used to this now. We go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Ellen Ratner joins us from Talk Radio News. Hey Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
I like that. That was measured. I'm doing okay. You have to be good. It's almost the weekend.
I know. It's not been an easy day. You know, the place that I spend a lot of my time, like the equivalent of a month a year, South Sudan, was just declared war by its northern former state, North Sudan, that's run by somebody that is wanted by The Hague for war crimes, Bashir. And Bashir just called war on North Sudan today, and South Sudan today from the north.
Ooh.
That is just not good. Last time there was a war was between 1983 and 2005, and 2.5 million people were killed, putting it in the top five. So you have, what, Stalin, then Hitler, then Cambodia. I think that it's the top four or five in the last 100 years.
Wow, were you surprised by this? Because everything you've been on top of it, you've been there, like you said, you care about what's happening there. I shouldn't say surprised, that's the wrong word, but just for this to happen now.
Well, I mean, there certainly has been this fight over oil. It's in some respects a proxy war because the Chinese have definitely been in there, they have been agitating. They want their oil and they want their piece of it, and of course they're the ones that are making the pipeline and the refinery and all that stuff. So it's really a wider, broader issue than meets the eye.
Yeah. All right. So we'll wait with bated breath to see, and certainly you know what's happening. You've got a pulse on that.
Well,
absolutely.
You will find out.
Oh, awful. Okay, moving to something else also that's of big interest here on America Tonight, because so many people in this country are part of small businesses. What's the deal with Cantor's small business tax cut bill? It passed in the House. The House passed
the tax cut bill. It probably won't go anywhere in the Senate because it needs those 60 votes. The Senate Democrats are saying, look, you really want to help small business, then why not do our plan? Our plan is that any equipment bought in the next year would be 100% tax deductible. Any, you know, you buy a Xerox machine, you buy a computer, whatever. The Republicans want to give a 20% tax cut. Well, small business, Kate Delaney, is not the way you and I think of small business.
No.
We run our own little small businesses, you know, we do our own little
right.
Small business is up to 500 employees. We wouldn't call that a small business, but that is technically a small business. And so this tax cut would be for that happening.
All right, so it depends on your definition. There's a big difference between what we think in our mind and what we're talking about, a handful of people versus, like you said, 500 or just a little bit
That's
under
right.
500. Yeah, wow. Okay, how about this? This is the other thing that sadly will be of interest to many, and we've talked to so many people, Ellen, in the military. I've talked to so many psychologists. I've talked about this backwards and forwards for years, but the suicide rates in the military are sky high. So what are they doing about it?
Well, we do know that when soldiers come back, I don't remember the exact figures between killed in Afghanistan and killed in Iraq, but whatever it is, it's about three times that have actually wound up killing themselves when they come back as veterans. But now we're seeing deaths from suicide while people are actually in the military, active duty. The Army reported that in Afghanistan and, well, not Iraq, but basically actually on active duty in those two areas, there were definitely three suicides last month, but probably a total of 16 because some have not been totally ruled suicide, gunshot wounds, et cetera. Most likely suicide is what they're saying. You have the same amount pretty much for the month before and a little less, I think, in January. But in any case, it's not a good amount of people, and these are people that are active duty. And again, the people are saying there is more and more requests for deployments from the same group of people. And, you know, how many, you know, like that guy that allegedly killed all those people in Afghanistan. What, this was his third or fourth deployment, and he had a traumatic brain injury. How do you send somebody like that back to the theater? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that's one of the biggest problems that for so long was ignored, and now how can you ignore it at this point when you hear about the numbers and you hear the sad and tragic stories? Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. Coming up for the rest of this hour, one of the things we're going to look at is save the post office or not. For some reason, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid spent a ton of time on why the post office should be saved. His number one reason, folks, check it out, was that seniors depend on junk mail. And at first I thought, oh, that's just so ridiculous. And that's part of the problem the post office is having. There isn't as much junk mail because people aren't sending as many things out. It's not an effective way to advertise anymore. But it's true. A lot of people are lonely, and that mail that they get, there's something about getting the mail, even if it is crap. There's something about that. I mean, when was the last time you legitimately got decent mail? Cards, letters, that kind of thing. Do people even mail birthday cards anymore? So, I don't know. The post office is going to, I think, junk Saturday delivery. They got to do something to cut back because they're just drowning in it. I mean, really, it's ridiculous how much of a hole they're in. We saw that on tax day. It used to be almost everywhere kept their post offices, whether it was a small town or a big city or whether it was a suburbs. You had a lot of places where you could dump off your returns and get it stamped by midnight. That wasn't even a big story. Not so much. I mean, there were some post offices that were open, but not like it used to be. And the reason why? Because a lot of people e-file. Everything's electronic now. Also, we're going to talk about during this hour of America tonight, the fact that, yes, we do have oil. You know, I always say, here's the litmus test. If you think that we can really go green and there's a quick way to solve the problem of the gas crunch, look in the mirror and repeat after me. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who are the biggest gas guzzlers of them all? It's us. Turns out, though, we do have more oil than the Democrats keep saying that we have. A lot more oil. In fact, this is a smart audience. You know that. You've called and we've talked about that before. There was a study actually that came out by the U.S. Geological Survey that showed that we might actually hold a quarter of the world's untapped, undiscovered supply. But that's the key. Untapped, undiscovered supply. Drill, baby, drill. Didn't the president say that at one time, and then that went away? And speaking of problems with oil, the Gulf spill. As of Friday, 2 years ago, that's when the Gulf spill happened. As a result, what is now going on those coastal areas is more oil washing up? Has it all been cleaned up? And what about the money to the people? We'll talk about that, too. Also, Florida's Stand Your Ground law. There actually now is a committee formed of 17 people. They're going to tap into this, talk to a lot of different people, and explore the idea of maybe dumping the Stand Your Ground law. It would go to the governor of Florida and the state legislature there. I think that they're going to keep that law, though. I think they're going to keep it. There's a lot of controversy, trust me. Hey, coming up next on ATN, we're talking planes, bird strikes, ghost plane crashing, and Venus in the way. That's next. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As many of you know, I certainly in my lifetime have taken a lot of flights. But boy, I would not have wanted to be on that Delta flight out of JFK today. It was flight 1063. They had to make an emergency landing at JFK Airport after their right engine had a bird strike just after it took off in the afternoon. This plane was headed to Los Angeles. Ali Velshi, you might recognize that name if you ever flip on CNN. He always talks about money. He happened to be on the flight immediately, of course, tweeting that following the bird strike, the cabin filled with smoke. Joining us on the program, I'm pleased to introduce you to Paul Jocelyn, naval jet mechanic and private pilot. He does happen to be my husband as well. But Paul knows a lot about planes, and we were talking about this today. Paul, we've heard about the bird strikes before out of JFK. In fact, if you remember, it was just how many years ago that Captain Sully landed one of the planes in the Hudson after, what was it, geese flew into the engines, and he made that incredible landing. It was back in January of 2009. So this is a familiar thing, but it has to be scary. What is the deal with the birds and the engines?
It's past my bedtime. Do you work this late every night?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, with the New York incident, JFK Airport actually has, they've had a lot of problems with birds in the past. So what they did, they tried all different methods like sound, shooting sound, shotguns. But what they found was they actually hired a falconer, which is the guy who owns falcons, and he trains them. And the falcon will be dispatched on the airport, this guy, and the falcon will fly around and scare away the other birds. That has been typically the most effective method of keeping the flocking birds off of that JFK airport, which is there was a lot of marshland at the end of the runway, and the birds like to be, you know, in that area, natural nesting ground for that area. So that's the main thing that they use now. As far as having ingesting birds into your engines, that's obviously not a good thing. They test the engines by at the engine manufacturers' plants by basically chunking frozen birds, frozen turkeys into the turbine and the blades, and you know to make sure that they're survivable. But obviously, I was actually watching some video that someone shot from out of the window, and just to confirm, there was a large number of birds that just flew past.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those mics.
Wow, this
birds
is
that flew past.
It's a dangerous occupation here. That that flew past the windows, so that definitely indicates that it was probably a bird strike, although there were other things going on, and like smoke in the cockpit that could have indicated something else.
Yeah, and then so they had to, of course, make the landing. They made the landing, and that's what you do because you can't carry on. I mean, once that engine is hit, what if it was a single engine plane? That would go down.
Well, yes. I mean, if it was a single engine plane, propeller would, you know, most likely chew it up. That would be a smaller general aviation plane. If you had a single engine jet plane, which there aren't a whole lot of that would have a, you know, engine in the front other than a military jet, yes, it could be a problem, but mainly with turbine aircraft because of the more sensitive parts
All right, so we go from that incident to this other thing that many of you heard, I'm sure, during the day, probably on some of these radio stations when you were maybe driving around, perhaps, and there was this plane, and it reminded me immediately of what happened with Payne Stewart, where he and five other people died on a plane, a chartered private jet, where they lost cabin pressure and they got incapacitated. The people on board, it flew for hours, then it crashed into a field in Aberdeen, South Dakota. So now we have a similar thing that happens. There's a pilot of a small plane circling over the Gulf of Mexico near Florida, and he wasn't responding to radio calls. As I said, he was going to Sarasota, Florida from Slidell, Louisiana, and the air traffic controllers could not raise the pilot after it took off. And the plane was at like 20,000 feet. It was circling 150 miles south of a place called Crestview, Florida. And then it was going to run out of fuel. Apparently, it crashed in the ocean. So what is the deal with pressure and these flights? That's not that common, right, for these, you know, I mentioned the Payne Stewart thing, and that's what everybody thinks of because it was such, he was so famous. But is it that common? Is there something that happens, and why can't they prevent that?
You know, we haven't heard a lot about massive depressurization crashes since the Payne Stewart Learjet, I believe it was 35, Learjet 35 crash in 1999. So here we are 13 years later. But I was doing some poking around on the internet, and they have this flight-a-track software where anybody, if you know a tail number of an airplane, actually you can go to websites and find the tail number of any airplane. Say, John Travolta, what airplanes does he own? Okay, and who's it registered to? Well, you can find out what airplanes he owns. So people found out what the tail number of the airplane was, and they were tracking it on their own PCs with the modern technology.
Well, how did he circle? Highlight threw that out there. How did he circle?
That's one of the big mysteries because the cockpit being iced over and the news reports were showing that the plane was around 20,000 feet. However, most of the people were saying with this software that it was more like 27,000 feet, flight level 270 to 30,000 feet. So what that would mean is if there was a rapid depressurization, he would not have much chance to really stay capacitated for more than a few seconds, even if he tried to dive his airplane at a maximum descent, he would still be too high. Over 10,000 feet, really, you can start to suffer from hypoxia, which is, you know, it's kind of like you're buzzed. You're slow reaction times. You don't think clearly. You know, you don't make the best decisions. You may feel, you know, lightheaded or elated and do crazy things. So he probably didn't have a chance flying that high. He was a owner-operator of a plane. He was a physician. So a lot of this type of plane that I see and I've worked on, the Cessna 421s, they're 7 to 8 passenger twin-engine planes. And what happens is people get into flying. They start flying single engines. Then if they have some money, of course, basically it's worse than owning a boat as far as, you know, the costs associated with flying and maintaining. But they, you know, they'll move up to from a single engine to a high performance single engine that goes over 200 knots to next to a twin engine. Then they want a bigger twin engine. So basically they get certified to fly these Cessna 421s, but they're, you know, a popular plane. A lot of them were made and they can get certified easily in them. But at being owner operators, they don't really have sufficient training, I don't believe personally, because I've seen a lot of bent airplanes and overrun off airport accidents from the owner operators of these planes who don't fly them on a daily basis, say for a charter or for a small cargo operation.
Yeah, so the problem is the inexperience. That's obviously part of it. That's what you see. That's what you think.
Right. And, for instance, airline pilots and cargo pilots that fly to certain FAA rules, Part 135 rules, they have certain rules that or charter airlines, they have certain regulations they have to follow, and part of that is training. So these pilots are typically not airline pilots, which in the event they were, they would be trained in what to do with the depressurization or military pilots.
Yeah. Paul Josselyn, great stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll have to get him back on again when we have all these airline questions, because there's other things we could talk about, too, by the way, with safety and whatnot. Coming back on the flip side, we're going to check the mailbag.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Open your eyes. Wear no disguise for me. Come into the open. When it's cold outside, am I here in vain? Hold on.
All right, remember, you're always welcome to throw in your two cents about any and all of it, whatever we're talking about here in America tonight. It's interesting with the planes. You heard what Paul had to say about how they actually work on the engines. It's interesting. I didn't know that about the frozen birds and throwing them into the engines to be able to test that. It makes sense because especially after what happened when Sully, Captain Sullenberger, landed that plane in the Hudson, then all those stories started to come out about the problems that they were having with the Canadian geese, as you remember. And I did a little research on this. There's been about 2,500, to be exact, 2,586 bird strikes at JFK since 1990. Now, this is FAA stuff. It's all their information. But they weren't all necessarily dangerous or even during flight. The engines that the flying engines are designed, as Paul was saying, were built to survive an ingestion of 8 to 15-pound birds or 25-pound swans. So interesting stuff, but very scary if you were on that flight. The people said it was incredibly scary, without a doubt. I said we were going to check the mail because so many of you have pounded me with notes lately. If you can't call in at 855-266-KATE, I always say the way to vent is to send us your best at americatonight.net. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
All right, here's a question from Tank. He says, Kate, what's going on with Zimmerman? I think I heard you say the other night that he was going to have a bond hearing at the tail end of the week. That's right. He's up for bail Friday morning, 9 o'clock East Coast time in Florida. That happens. Of course, it's like Satellite Village outside of the courthouse. And he can't even, I mean, you can't even get near the courthouse, actually. But for Zimmerman, he's in jail. They take him out. They'll probably bond him out. I can't imagine he won't be bonded out. But the question is, how safe will he be? Because there were a lot of death threats and whatnot. And then the other thing to be aware of is so much of what this case is going to stand on, as it moves forward, is the Stand Your Ground law. Now there's this task force. 17 people have been picked to actually tear apart this question of whether or not this law is a good law, or there's problems with it. They're going to hear testimony from people at public meetings across the state. The first meeting is set for May 1st. It's in Tallahassee. And the governor said, you know, we're not trying to walk into it with any kind of preconceived notions. If there are logical changes to be made, then let's hear what it is. So they're just listening. It's a listening thing. The actual law is Florida Statute Chapter 776. It deals with specifically, so you know, the justifiable use of force, including the Stand Your Ground provision. And we know that. We know that now that's under the microscope because of the shooting of Trayvon Martin, the killing of Trayvon Martin, and George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch guy who fatally shot Martin. He said he killed him in self-defense. So it's kind of unclear. It's murky as how the Stand Your Ground law may ultimately play out in the case, but certainly the debate is raging over intent and its effect. It has really gone nationwide, and it's brought up all kinds of things about gun laws which differ from state to state. So we'll see what this task force comes up with. At the same time, while this case is ongoing and how far the case actually goes. Let's move on to another one. This is from Betty listening to us in Ohio. She says, hello, America Tonight. I am so glad that the Republican debates are over and it's quite clear that Mitt Romney is the guy. I think it's better, Kate, for the Republicans to have it sewn up, frankly, unless there was excitement of a different sort. What do you think? Well, if I were running a campaign, I would rather have my person, I would rather have the person sooner rather than later. Listen, the debates were good for a lot of things because of all the topical, how topical it was. Every time there was a debate, there was over 20 debates, if you remember, and crazy things were happening, and then that would always become part, it would be wrapped up in the questions of the Republican debates, because there weren't any on the Democratic side. So that made it interesting. It made it kind of saucy. And does that help or hurt the person? I don't think at this point it matters. Now it's the general election. And remember, Mitt Romney is the presumptive Republican nominee. I mean, there's no way it's going to be anyone else, but you still have to kind of throw that word in there. I don't imagine anything different will happen. It just plays out, and then he goes to Tampa, and he's got the delegates, because we know he has the delegates. There's nobody that could unseat him at this point. So it's a question of who's the VP, what are the commercials going to look like. I think the big thing is going to be money. I had this conversation with a friend of mine today. How do you beat an incumbent? Well, Mitt Romney, the way he runs, it's going to be putting a lot of money into those ads. The Republicans are really going to put a lot of money into the ads. And remember, from the Democratic side of things, Obama thought, or his people, because he didn't release that figure, but his people thought he was going to have like $1 billion in a war chest to fight to become the president again. And it looks like he's going to fall short of that. So I think that Mitt Romney definitely outspends, or the Republicans outspend the Democrats. But will it help? You know, by pounding a message over and over again, coming up with something that sticks, will that make a difference when people go to vote? Will the independent voter decide that, okay, I'm not going to stay with the same thing. I'm going to make a different choice. Will that play out? Because that matters. Then you go to the electoral votes, the electoral college, and that would be wrapped into the whole thing. So that's where it counts in the general election. Right, let's move on to another one. This from Joe listening, it looks like, in Vermont. Joe says, Kate, this is actually the first time I've ever sent you an email, but I must tell you, Ms. Delaney, I've been with you and your show for 4 years. And I have laughed out loud at some of the fun things that you've done, and I've also wanted to cry over the sad, sad things that you've talked about over the years. Here's one that I think is pretty interesting. As much as I'm a news junkie like you and love politics and whatnot, I do pay attention to sports occasionally, especially huge stories. And the story of Pat Summitt, the former University of Tennessee women's basketball coach, got some different kind of news, I guess you could say, because she's going to retire. Did you hear that? I did hear that. In fact, she's going to get the Medal of Freedom. That's the highest civilian award you can get that our government hands out to anyone. And I had this conversation. I think I put it on my Facebook. If you go to AmericaTonight.net, by the way, you can sign up for Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. But she spent 38 years at that university. She agreed to coach the team 38 years ago, the Women's Tennessee Volunteers, when she was being paid $250 a month. And she turned out to be just an incredible coach and just has done amazing things for that program and all the national titles she's won. Well, here's the deal. Pat Summitt was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's. So she wanted to retire. She wanted to retire and try to do what she could to fight Alzheimer's, obviously, and that's a sad thing. But she led the Volunteers to 8 national titles, and her wins are the most in college basketball history, 1,098. I just thought I'd throw that in there. And just one quick personal aside, one time I had a conversation with Bobby Knight, the former coach of Indiana University, as you all know. That's where he was, of course, famous for at Indiana University and his years there for lots of different reasons. And I asked him about, you know, best all-time coaches. I don't know how we got into that. And he brought her name up. He said, oh, Pat Summitt. You know, he didn't name any of his other peers or any of that. He just said, oh, yeah, Pat Summitt, absolutely. And I thought that was pretty interesting. A lot of people love Pat Summitt. She's got a lot of big fans, and maybe she's going to do more to help raise the awareness of Alzheimer's. That's a rough road to go. I had an aunt who had Alzheimer's, and luckily I got to spend some time with her, but it's true. You didn't know. She would sort of know you, and then she didn't know you. So one time you could go and visit Aunt Dot, and she could play dominoes with you, and another time you weren't quite sure if she even realized who you were and why you were there. All right, let's take another one quick one. And this one comes to us from Brave Knave. Oh, I like that. Brave Knave. And Brave Knave says, Kate, the stuff with the Secret Service is just unbelievable. How can these guys who are in charge of such a big portion of security with the detail on the president's, how could they possibly be that stupid? I mean, that's the main thing. Whatever with the prostitutes and the nonsense. But the fact that they would slip up that way is very, very telling. Well, 2 supervisors already have lost their jobs, and there's more to follow. Anyone involved with this, I'm sure, is gone. There were 11 Secret Service employees who were under investigation, and then there were some military guys as well, like 5 of them. And I know we've said this a gazillion times since this story came out over the weekend, but the thing was, is one of the guys apparently told the prostitute that he was going to give her an outrageous amount of money, and then he didn't even want to give her what normally they charge, $47. He wanted to give her $30, so that led to a lot of arguing. And the whole house of cards blew up as a result of that. Wow. It is just crazy that they would be that dumb. That they would do that, thinking that nobody would notice, somehow they could keep this all secret. Apparently they weren't very good at keeping secrets. Stay with us.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Undoubtedly still what's happening, the shockwaves and the reaction to the photographs of the military guys in the unit 2 years ago that were cleaning up a bomb maker's mess. In other words, bombs that were really intended for Americans in Afghanistan. They blew themselves up. So the unit, the 82nd unit, that went there, airborne, that was assigned to go and clean up the bodies, basically, because that's what it was. They posed with the bodies, called it Zombie Land, one of them, and posed in front of the dead body, took out, because the legs were just there, took off the legs, basically put them in their hands, things like that. And the Los Angeles Times, in all their wisdom, published the photographs. They decided that they were going to publish them, because what happened was a soldier went to the editor, went all the way up the chain, the publisher, I guess, of the LA Times, and said he wanted to remain anonymous, but he had these photographs, and he wanted to reveal them because he wanted people to know what was really going on and how dangerous he thought it was for the people that were serving, because there wasn't great security. And so many of you called this show to say you thought the Times was wrong because they were putting too many soldiers in harm's way. And you also called and said, as I did, because I absolutely feel this way, is we just cannot continue. We can't continue to dangle our troops like little pawns in the game and want this voluntary military to be deployed again and again and again. If you listen to the beginning of the show, you heard Ellen Ratner say when she was talking about the sad statistics of the military guys who were still serving who killed themselves because they couldn't handle what was happening or for whatever reason. And then we just dump, I think, more on their backs, in other words. And this is just yet another thing. As you have Hamid Karzai saying, oh, yes, it's time to leave, time to get out. And no thank you, no, I get it, they didn't like the photographs, whatever. But this is all we get is kicked, 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 kicked. And so this just opened up massive wounds. And what kind of an effect will it have, ultimately, with the people who are serving right now? Because it's already being whipped into a frenzy. Look at these photos. Look what's happened. The disgraceful performance of the military, the United States military, and what they're here to do. So it's just become yet more propaganda to feed out to people who are part of the hate machine in the Middle East, but especially in Afghanistan, and no good comes of that to anybody who is serving. So I got lots of letters about that, and a lot of you reacted to that. So the question is, you have the president of Afghanistan saying, first, after the one soldier went berserk, allegedly, and killed the people in the village, crawl back, stay in, lock yourselves in the bases. Now it's like, oh, well, you can leave, and this is an outrage. And I mean, do we have to be hit over the head with it? I think that timetable needs to be moved up. How fast can we go? You can weigh in on this at americatonight.net. Send me an email or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. One of the letters that we got when we checked the mailbag you heard was about Pat Summitt from a listener who said they really weren't a big sports person, but they knew that this was a big story because think of all the years that she had been at Tennessee. 38 years for a coach of any sort is very unusual anyway. And then all the success she had. And sadly, the fact that she's battling Alzheimer's, as so many people are. Alzheimer's now is affecting way too many people, way too many people. And they say that one of the things that you need to do is to try to, and not that it's going to guarantee that you're not going to get Alzheimer's, but one of the things that you could do, let's say, is to do crossword puzzles. There's something about doing crossword puzzles with your mind and, I guess, searching for the words and all that goes into that that helps to battle that somewhat. And she's going to be the face of Alzheimer's and says that she's, you know, that she is going to be out there talking to people about it. I mean, it was just last year, August, when she acknowledged that she had it, a very specific type of it, diagnosed before the age of 65, getting it. She's 61 years old. And what it causes is significant difficulties in memory and thinking, and there is no cure. There's no cure. The general form of Alzheimer's, by the way, affects more than 5 million Americans, and they think that number is going to double in the next 10 years. Ooh. You know, originally when she announced that she had it, she was hoping she could coach at least 3 more years, so she's having troubles with this. She started losing her keys, they say, more often, and she's forgetting team meetings, and that apparently is signs of memory problems. So here's a little bit of Pat Summitt and what she had to say about the university and how good they've been to her.
38 years ago this month, I want you to listen to this. I received a letter from Dr. Helen B. Watson of the University of Tennessee asking me if I would be willing to coach the women's basketball team. I can tell you I have loved my work at the University of Tennessee. It's been awesome. Just felt like that it was time for me to step down, knowing that Holly was going to be in great hands. She's a great coach, and you know I'm going to continue to support her. But you know, it's never a good time, but you have to find the time that you think is the right time, and that is now.
Yeah, so smart, I think smart of her to do it, obviously, if she's having problems, that's she can't stay there with trying to struggle with her memory, because that wouldn't be good for the program, but wouldn't be good for her personally. That would be, I'm sure, very, very frustrating, which is one of the things that somebody that gets Alzheimer's has to deal with as they move along. All right, at the top of the show, or at some point, I mentioned the fact that the U.S. Geological Survey study is showing that the United States might actually hold, as I said, a quarter of the world's untapped, undiscovered supply of oil. The president uses different statistics in speeches. He said, as he has said before, he said earlier this week, the problem is we use more than 20% of the world's oil, and we only have 2% of the world's oil reserves. And he said this many times, even if we drilled every square inch of the country right now, we'd still have to rely disproportionately on other countries for their oil. But this new survey that was released shows a different picture. The analysis shows the world outside of the U.S. holds 565 billion barrels of undiscovered conventional oil. It was the first study in 12 years that they've done. It didn't actually address U.S. resources, but a prior analysis by the Energy Information Administration, because I gotta give you the cred on this, showed that the country's supply is at 198 billion barrels. So that works out, my math is getting better, that works out to 26% of the world's supply. 26%. You can bet that Republicans are really going to jump on this one. We're out of here for this hour. Remember, shoot us your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net.